This is the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for the Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Patty Cohen of Pacific Union International and Ed Diaz of Movement Mortgage. Yeah, the fans go wild. Mark Hunt, that rascal, is still traveling, but Pacific Private Money is still well and good. So everything's fine there. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a 5-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. And that certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with 2 locations in San Francisco and 1 in Marin. It's getting nice weather out there, so get your tan on, right?
I think I need it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
For those of you who can't see through your radio, it's got kind of a natural tan.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Patty, you've got some conflicting information for us?
It's always conflicting, but this is more conflicting than ever. In the past 2 weeks, I'm going to read you a couple, not more than a couple headlines. Mm. Okay. Sales slide in April. First quarter U.S. sales hit the strongest pace in a decade. California home prices near a 10-year high. U.S. home sales are selling faster than ever. Bay Area home sales continue to plummet. Deciphering home prices. Are they declining in SF more than just the high end? These are verbatim headlines.
So what is one to do?
What does it mean? And I really do believe that part of it is they're talking about number of sales versus pricing. The number of sales are down. The number of sales are down because we have no inventory.
There you go.
So if you have a property that gets, if the properties consistently get 16 offers or 3 offers or 4 offers, I don't think the problem is that sales are down. There's just not enough to buy.
Okay.
So that's part of it. And then the other part of it is these are headlines. So some of it is national headlines. Some of it is, you know, Bay Area. Bay Area is strong. It's always going to be strong. And at the same time, I got to be honest, I think we're in a transitional period. It's very hard to understand what exactly is going on. Putting all of that aside that I just said, we are a little bit in a transitional market.
Hmm.
Yeah. A little bit, like we're going into that normalizing phase. Like this is the second longest period of economic prosperity ever in history. So the longest was 126 months from 1991 to 2001 was 120 months.
Okay.
We're in 96 months. It's the second longest period of economic prosperity. So like love, money, sex, everything else, there's cycles.
Yeah.
There's cycles.
Well, Ed, you're shaking your head. So you're from Movement Mortgage, mortgage business. I think it kind of piggybacks on with what Patty's saying.
It does. I have a third theory. I think some of these journalists might be off their meds. And it's just one guy writing all of these is my thought. But no, I think... Look, here's what I know, and I've had this conversation a million times. I think the game changer here has been the fact that the moment that Silicon Valley decided to relocate to San Francisco, it changed the game, and I really believe that it changed it forever. So, you know, some folks would say, oh, maybe there's going to be a bubble. I don't really think so. And I'll tell you why, because now more than ever, people have to really qualify, and because prices are so high, I mean, the kind of down payments I'm seeing, I'm not seeing 20% down. I'm seeing 30, 40% down. So it's substantial. So the loan to values have dropped considerably. Now, you're right. I mean, the lack of inventory is making the markets even crazier. I mean, I was talking to a rep from Lennar, who are the ones really building all the condos out in San Francisco. And he was telling me, hey, for every unit we build, we have like 18 people.
Wow.
Demanding it. So it's an 18-to-1 ratio. And I think that's not going to really change for the foreseeable future. I think just like anything, I mean, business cycles are real, and I think there'll be a correction.
And the high-end condos?
Yeah, and my suspicion is maybe 3 to 5%. I mean, nothing that's going to really shake anything off of its axis, I don't think.
Right. It's like we have prudent lending practices unlike mm-hmm. before.
Yep.
And we have an economy that's propped up by real numbers versus
real numbers.
.com.
Correct.
So, but yes, you know, if we adjust a little bit, it's a normal cycle.
Okay. It is a normal cycle. Yeah, I agree. And just really quickly, Fannie Mae just put out that in July 29th, they're changing the debt-to-income ratio qualification from 45 to 50.
Oh, nice.
I mean, you think
oh,
that
wow.
that's not a big deal. It
oh,
is.
It's huge. Yeah.
It's huge, no, especially huge. For self-employed.
All right. So we're going to cut to our first commercial break. Before we do, I want to make a mention here. So what's going on this weekend? It's the Napa Valley Jazz Festival. So celebrate the good life at Brian Culbertson's 6th Annual Napa Valley Jazz Getaway today and tomorrow, featuring performances by Brian Culbertson, Marcus Miller, The Whispers, Peebo Bryson, Peter White, Grove, okay, U-E-G-E Grove, and a host of others. Check them out at jazzgetaway.com. You can get your tickets from them, jazzgetaway.com. That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm going to try to make it myself.
Yeah.
And if I don't, I know some people who will.
I'm ready.
Okay, so now we're going to cut to our first commercial break here, and here's the trivia question. Dry ice is the solid form of what chemical compound? You do know this? Wow. Did get
well,
it, get your chemistry.
It's not coming to me.
Yeah,
so I know everything, but
yeah,
it doesn't come to me.
Oh, you got to get your chemistry set out for this one. Okay, that's our trivia question. The first caller with the correct answer wins a free tanning certificate from Tan Bella, good for 5 tanning services that are worth quite a lot of money. Call 888-912-1190 to answer this question. Dry ice is the solid form of what chemical compound? All right? Don't touch that dial because you're listening to The Best of Investing, and we're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Thinking of a wedding venue, family reunion, or a place for you and some friends? Check out the San Francisco Theological Seminary in San Anselmo, where a gracious, two-story, completely remodeled Victorian home features 6 spacious bedrooms and 3 full baths. The expansive kitchen boasts a professional range and large center island for family cooking. The formal dining room is accented by a working fireplace, and the large dining room is perfect for meals with close family and friends. This Victorian home can accommodate up to 14 guests in beds or 50 people for receptions. The expansive porch, wireless internet, and clean linens and towels provided will provide you a memorable event you won't soon forget. Call 415-451-2836 or go to www.seminaryevents.com.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Celebrate the good life at Brian Culbertson's 6th Annual Napa Valley Jazz Getaway today and tomorrow at the Oxbow Commons, featuring performances by Brian Culbertson, Marcus Miller, The Whispers, Peebo Bryson, Peter White, UG Groove, Candy Dulfer, Eric Darius, Marcus Anderson, Pieces of a Dream, and many, many more. Come join us for some incredible wine, food, and music in the heart of the Napa Valley. Tickets are available now at jazzgetaway.com. That's jazzgetaway.com.
Now, back to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Patty Cohen and Ed Diaz. First trivia question was, dry ice is the solid form of what chemical compound? Anyone? Everyone?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide. Very good.
Very good.
Not bad, Ed.
That was for my teacher in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, I blew up too many chemistry labs, so they throwed me out.
Was that you?
That was me, yes.
He was that guy. So, but he was a lot of fun.
I was a lot of fun, exactly. Yeah, in fact, on my resume, I put I graduated 85 out of a class of 100. Not bad, huh?
Not bad.
If I thought that would be a good thing to put on the resume. So, Ed, before we get to break, you were mentioning about the Fannie Mae regulations going from 45% up to 50%. Expand on that a little bit to explain it to the audience.
Yeah, so Fannie Mae is pretty much the predominant buyer of mortgages out in the market. So when you go and get a mortgage, whether it be any bank or any mortgage broker, chances are that your loan is going to end up being bought by Fannie Mae. So consequently, they're the ones who write the rules, or what we call guidelines, of how to qualify for a loan. And they announced that on July 29th of this year, they're going to increase the maximum debt-to-income ratio allowed to qualify from 45 to 50%.
I mean, Ouch.
You figure 5%, though? I mean, it's not a big deal. Yes, it is, because you'd be surprised how many, particularly self-employed folks, have a lot more debt than the average person because of the way they get paid. So sometimes they'll come in with a higher debt-to-income ratio, even though they know that they have a couple of clients in the wings that as soon as those close, they'll be able to pay everything off. But at the moment, their debt-to-income ratio might be 46, 47%, and so they're cut out. This 50 is a significant number, and that's the reason why they went from 45 to 50, not to 60, by the way.
Gotcha. So that will loosen the guidelines then?
It will loosen.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
And by the way, I think that's going to be a trend, because I'm starting to see, and not that I am a proponent of this, but I'm starting to see stated income loans coming back.
Really?
Yeah. Not that I'm a proponent of that, by
gotcha.
The way.
Wow.
I am a big believer that you should actually qualify instead of look the other way and fog a mirror.
I mean, didn't they kind of learn their lesson in 2006, 7, 8?
Well, here's the thing about human beings. We have very short-term memories.
Yeah.
Very.
I mean...
Yeah. I remember the cover of Time magazine that said, if we did not have short-term memories and could not remember pain, every family would only have one child.
Is that why my mom only had me?
Yeah. Are you an only child?
I am. So is my son.
So is he. Very interesting. Well, I'll tell you what. You know what? We got some interesting emails to cover here. So let's get into this one. Patty, it's scary to price my property low when my entire nest egg is tied up in the property. Why not price it high? I can always come down.
Yeah, that is the question all the time. And it's really important to be brave, be very brave, because it's counterintuitive. And you know, the generation or two generations before ours was always like, I can always come down. It doesn't work that way. We're fueling emotions. The way we prepare properties right now, they look gorgeous. Everything is fueled by emotions. The way we market it, the way we spin it, it's fueled. So if we can price it in a way that's going to fuel even more emotions, then you're going to get more offers. And every area is different, but at San Francisco particularly will go really, really low, and then it'll bid up, you know, 50% or
yeah,
whatever.
Because it's, if I remember correctly, if let's say my, I think my house is worth really $1 million, but I say I'm going to put it on for 800,000, hoping it gets bid up. If someone says I've got 800,000 an all cash offer, you still don't necessarily have to accept it, do you?
No, because, you know, hey, sorry, we're looking at offers on Tuesday at noon. You know, but however, if someone asks me, when are we looking at offers? And I say Tuesday at noon, unless there's something ridiculous right now, I'm going to get a ridiculous offer that's really, really high and really, really good.
Wow.
So the exceptions are is if you if you're a seller and you've got one or maybe two or three issues, if you have three issues, it's a problem. Issues meaning I'm on a busy street, I've got 74 steps up to the property, I've got a dysfunctional floor plan, you know, that kind of stuff. If you've got all those three, then it's not right for the masses.
Gotcha.
But generally speaking, if you've got your general house that's just working and we've prepped it and it looks gorgeous, be brave, be very brave, and price it a little under what you think it's worth, and it's going to get bid up because we don't have the inventory. And it's
very interesting. Yeah, because of this specific market in a different market might be something different.
Right. You can do that in a buyer's market. Yep. And you can do it all over the country, but we're particularly strong. Yeah.
Very good. And how do people get a hold of you with more questions?
Oh, a question away. It's Patty Cohn, 415-722-4842.
Very good. So, Ed, one comes in here. It says, where do you think mortgage lending is headed this and next year with so much uncertainty?
Well, I mean, our last conversation was kind of a precursor. Yeah. I really believe that they're going to start to soften guidelines.
Okay.
To promote, you know, more home ownership. We already know it's not a secret that there is a lack of inventory in the whole country, but specifically here in the Bay Area. And so,
what about interest rates? What does your crystal ball say?
Yeah, you know,
Karnak. It's, you know,
funny because last year I said, well, you know, by Q2 we'll probably be at 5%, and here I am. I have to retract. I honestly think because of the uncertainty, I think rates are either going to be flat or they're going to come down.
You think they're still going to come down?
I do.
I mean, they did pop up a little bit.
They did. But look at the pop, though. It's about a 0.25% spread.
Not much.
The pop isn't much. So that's why I'm saying I think it's going to either stay flat or they're going to come down.
But and that, also look at the 50 or 60, 70-year spread. I remember so clearly when anything under 10% was something to dance about.
Yeah, that was like free money.
Yeah.
Right? Well, in 1981, the 30-year fixed reached a 21%.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. That's crazy.
I actually remember that.
I worked for a bank. Exactly. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amazing. I was too smart. So I didn't pay off my 20.75% loan in the on my car because I was so smart. I could make more in the stock market. Yeah, that didn't happen so well.
Of course, youth.
We'll do a group hug.
Youth. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Group hug.
All right. We're going to cut to our second commercial break trivia question here. This one's kind of interesting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been around since 1896. Now, the actual stock market's been around since 1794, I think it is. But the Dow Jones has been around since 1896. It has seen many changes over time. But which company is still on it? And I will give you a hint. It's not the Buggy Whip Company that was... I don't think they make Buggy Whips anymore. No, don't be guessing yet. Don't get a guess when you get out of the air. So the first caller with the correct answer is going to win that free tanning certificate. Call 888-912-1190 to answer this question. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been around since 1896. It has seen many changes over time, but which company is still on it? So it's been around for that long. All right, don't touch that dial because the Best of Investing is going to be right back.
You're listening to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
You know what I love more than anything? Having that summer glow all year round. Tan Bella Tanning Salon just opened their third Bay Area location in San Rafael. They aren't your run-of-the-mill tanning salon. They've put a modern twist on tanning. They have cutting-edge equipment that can actually turn back the hands of time by removing fine lines and wrinkles using skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella's two San Francisco locations have been voted top salon in the Bay Area for the last 10 years and best of City Search and Yelp. They have advanced levels of UV, including high pressure, which is like the Ferrari of tanning beds. They offer customer airbrushing and automated spray tanning. And let me repeat, they are going to take away your wrinkles with their skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella offers single sessions, packages, and unlimited monthly memberships that start as low as $29 per month. For first-time visitors, they have a buy one, get one free, and an additional 30% off by mentioning the Best of Investing. Just visit tanbella.com. They can't wait to meet you.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of the Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
How far would you go for an unforgettable round of golf? Mount Shasta Resort is much closer than you think. Enjoy the crisp mountain air, breathtaking views, and one of California's finest golf courses, all waiting for you at Mount Shasta Resort. Call 530-926-3052 for your tee time and receive a free green fee when you bring your driver's license during the month of your birthday. Call 530-926-3052 or go to MountShastaResort.com for an unforgettable round of golf. Book your tee time now.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Patty Cohen and Ed Diaz. I didn't even have to look at you guys and I knew who it was. Okay.
Cheater.
Yeah. Second trivia question. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been around since 1896. It has seen many changes over time, but which company is still on it? What's one of the original ones?
I'm just going to say Coca-Cola.
I was going to say Facebook.
But Singer.
No. General Electric.
Oh, Gee, of course.
Yeah. I guess it's one of those. I knew you'd know what it is. All right. So I want to make a mention here. So Transcendence Theater Company's award-winning concert series, Broadway Under the Stars, returns to Sonoma Valley this summer. Experience world-class wine picnicking alongside sprawling vineyards all summer long, beginning June 16th. The top talent fill the stage at the Jack London Historic Park. Check them out at bestnightever.org. And I actually went to one of their events at the Civic Center, and I was actually very impressed. It is a very awesome show. It's called Broadway Under the Stars.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, actually.
Best
so
night
it's
ever,
bestnightever.org.
Okay. I'm on Google.
Yeah, and if you check it out, that you can see like a little 30-second blurb YouTube and that sort of thing. Okay, so Mark Hanf is not here, but he gave me some information to talk about a little with Pacific Private Money. So first of all, Pacific Private Money, what do? They go ahead and they provide private mortgages for people who don't have enough time to go to the bank, or there's some glitch in the system. And Ed and I have worked together before because, someone needs a regular, good old plain vanilla mortgage. Ed, you can do them how fast?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah, which, by the way,
fast.
We've got to have you give out your information in case people are out there and saying, wait a minute, 2 weeks? I can get a mortgage from Ed Diaz of Movement Mortgage in 2 weeks?
Yeah, we approve you up front in 6 hours, and we get your loan done in 2 weeks.
And that's really valuable when you're competing with other buyers where 40% are cash, their deal is, 10-day close, and, forget it, I'm out. I've got, 30, 40-day loan approval.
Exactly.
Well, he can do it in 10. That's 2 weeks. I'm already pushing him.
Yeah. Look at this. He's already pushing him. We've actually beat out two all-cash offers because it was going to take him longer to get the cash.
See, that's amazing.
Just because you have cash doesn't mean you have it available, right?
Oh, that's an interesting point. Yeah, I got it tied up at the stock market, and I got it.
Or it's overseas.
How do people get a hold of you?
Well, you can call me at 415-302-7613, or you can email me, ed.diaz@movement.com, or send me a homing pigeon.
Yeah,
there's a third way.
Well, yeah, and I gotta say that it's funny because I look and I go, does Pacific Private Money compete there? Well, not really, because there are a lot of deals that Pacific Private Money is a little more, are going to be more expensive.
Yeah.
But we can get the deal done, sometimes we can get it done in 4 days. Obviously no slight to Movement Mortgage, because 2 weeks is very quick.
Yeah, for conventional banking. Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got all this, so the consumer has all these choices.
Yeah, a lot of people will not qualify with a conventional mortgage, which is what Ed does. And there's a lot of people for various reasons. They're very qualified people, but they will not meet the guidelines.
They just don't fit the box, right?
Yeah,
you guys are just a great gray area lender.
Yeah, so we've come to the rescue on the situations where we just did a deal not too long ago where this guy owned a building in Marin County. And he was moving his building, but he needed a lot of cash quickly to do a certain business transaction. But as soon as he moves out of the building, it's going to be vacant, and it's for sale. Right. Well, there's no banks that want to lend. And this was a second mortgage. So, the, I mean, it's just there were too many things against this guy, but he really, really needed the money. And his loan to value was fairly good, and he made fairly good income.
Yeah.
So we were able to fund the deal in, you know, about 10 days and felt very comfortable, you know, with him. And, you know, the way we look at it is it's a win-win situation, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, our investors are going to, you know, they end up getting 7.5% to 8% interest on the money. And it's well secured.
Yeah, and it fills an immediate need. And, you know, here's what happens is that that gives them the time also to become bankable in
exactly.
a lot of times. So they
that's
come
right.
back to me. So it ends up being, you know, relationship deal anyway.
That's right. That's why
companies.
We work very well together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
And in this case, the guy, because he's selling the building, he's not going to refinance it. He'll just sell the building. And
right.
that's how we'll get
But he might buy something else and become bankable
there,
and then come back to me, right?
Exactly. That's exactly it. So, you know, on the one hand, we provide loans to borrowers very quickly, a little more expensive than the bank, but we can get it done. And then on the flip side, from an investor standpoint, you know, the clients are earning 7.5% to 8%, no losses in the portfolio because we're very conservative. And when I say we, Mark is very conservative in his underwriting. And out of like 1,200 loans that he's done since 2008, which a lot of people go, oh, yeah, but you weren't in, you know, with when the market was going down. Well, actually, the market from 8 to 9 to 10 to 11 to 12 was going down. But yet no loans have been, there's been no losses on any of those loans.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, it's a good way, and you know, I've got a nice little IRA nest egg that I've have some money in the Pacific Private Money Fund. Very happy getting a monthly distribution. I like it. So if you feel like you want to get, you know, at least 7.5%, and it's secured by the Bay Area real estate, it's kind of like having a mutual fund.
Well, it beats a CD, let's be honest.
Oh, just a little bit, yeah. And also, I like the fact the principal doesn't fluctuate.
Right.
So it's just like getting a decent rate of return. You can go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call them at 415-883-2150. Now, we have just another minute before we have to cut to our last commercial trivia question. What do you want to cover in this last minute? What do you got? I've been, you know, you keep reading in the paper, you know, sales, medium sales are X.
Yeah.
But what does that mean?
Well, you know, that's back to sales are plummeting and it's the best year ever, record high. And I really do believe, like, I've spoken to so many journalists over the years and they really don't get it. You know, you got to give journalists credit because they have to learn a lot of
different
things.
We see your
name
in the paper all the time.
Yeah, and every single time you got to educate them because they're talking about sales are plummeting. It's just because the number of sales are down. It's because we don't have inventory. But when you know, the average in Marin right now is 2.7% over asking on average, then you know we have a strong market. So that's it.
Well, and here's the other thing. When you're looking at properties, I mean, there's this little DOM, which is days on market. What's the average days on market
average
here?
Average days on market is 55. It's 51, and my average 51. Days on market is 19.
19.
You know,
wow.
2.7% over asking is a healthy market. It's not like 20% over asking. That's also a pretty healthy average, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if it was 20% over asking, you go, whoa, there's something weird about that. And if it was way under asking, then that also would be really, there's something weird. It's sort of like inflation. It's like, it's good to have a little inflation.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but a little bit.
It's like stress. A little bit of stress
a little
is good.
Bit of stress
you know?
Is good.
You stress versus distress.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to cut to our last commercial trivia question here. Here we go. What metal item on the end of a kite string gave off the sparks in Ben Franklin's 1752 experiment? You know the answer to this one. All right, call 888-912. The eyes go big. I got them. 888-912-1190. And again, if you're the first caller with the correct answer, so get on the phone right now and call 888-912-1190 to answer this question. What metal item on the end of a kite string gave off the sparks in Ben Franklin's 1752 experiment? And again, the first caller with the correct answer is going to win that free Tanbella certificate. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. For information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Transcendence Theater Company's award-winning concert series Broadway Under the Stars returns to Sonoma Valley this summer. Experience world-class wine and picnicking alongside sprawling vineyards all summer long beginning June 16th. You'll see top talent fill the stage in the open-air ruins of Jack London State Historic Park in beautiful wine country. Enjoy numbers from Tap to Fosse and everything in between with Broadway performers from shows such as Wicked, Mamma Mia, and The Book of Mormon. Tickets and information at bestnightever.org.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Patty Cohen and Ed Diaz. Can't tell the players without a scorecard. Third trivia question. What metal item on the end of a kite string gave off the sparks in Ben Franklin's 1752 experiment?
The key.
A key. Oh, that's right. Remember, you know, lightning striking? Kind of figured he... He discovered electricity. Ah, very. Now you get, and then he had to house it somehow, which I guess you had to wait till Edison to do that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
He had to snooze it. Go get coffee.
All right. So here we want to make a mention here for the San Francisco Theological Seminary. So if you're thinking of a wedding venue, family reunion, check out the San Francisco Theological Seminary in San Anselmo. There's a 2-story, completely remodeled Victorian. Which features 6 spacious bedrooms and 3 full baths. This Victorian home can accommodate up to 14 guests in beds, not one bed, there's lots of beds, or 50 people for receptions. So they'll provide you a memorable event you will soon not forget. Call 415-451-2836 or go to www.seminaryevents.com. So what a beautiful place. You got to check that out to see how beautiful for a wedding. Or
especially a Victorian. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, it's, I mean, I didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
You know, the castle thing that's in San Anselmo? That's where the seminary, it's like, yeah, I know.
So the seminary, theological seminary, yes. People are doing that?
Yeah. They
as commercial venture?
Yes.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, I know.
Because I thought about that place, and of course it's not that, but that's so surprising.
I know. So if you just go onto the web and go www.seminaryevents.com, you can see how beautiful this place is. It's a great place for, like, a, you know, again, weddings or
that's great.
Family reunion or something. You can rent out the place. Okay, so Ed, give us an interesting story, please.
Yeah. And this is a story of persistence, right? Which, you know, going back to real estate, let's be honest, you got to be persistent in this market. We just said that there's no inventory,
in
right?
In any market.
You cannot quit.
Yeah.
And the whole key to success is being persistent, right? I always believe that the hustle is more important than even your IQ.
Oh, yeah,
right?
For sure.
You have to be committed to something. Well, I have a client that we just closed literally this last Thursday of last week. And this is a guy who epitomizes that. He came to this country from Colombia. Mm-hmm. He comes in with a student visa. The student visa expires. He tries everything to get an H-1B, gets a job after college. And I don't know, something slipped through the cracks that the employer had to actually let him go for 3 months, and then he had to reapply. Well, he gets the H-1B, and of course, after that, he's like, well, now my next step is, now that I have the visa, I want to buy a house. Can I do that, Ed? We sat down, and we structured it, because he didn't think that, and here's the lesson. He didn't think that because he had an H-1B visa that he could actually get financing. For some reason, he had heard or misheard that if you have a visa, you can't get financing, which is not the facts. Yeah. My point of this is there's a lot of myths out there, but when you're a persistent person, what happens is that you go and research and find out the truth and the facts. We sat down. Well, long story short, last Thursday, we got him into a condo in Oakland, which is exactly where he wanted to be.
Excellent.
Close to work, and he's a happy camper. But it goes to show you, look, there are no limitations. The only limitations are between our ears, right?
Yeah.
That's
so, for the audience, what you do is you call Ed Diaz. You want
let's talk it out.
Talk it out.
That's the thing. Advice
is. And the thing is, you'll be honest with them and tell them. 100%. If you can't get them a loan, then you'll push them somewhere else, you know, but you'll try to help them.
Or if they can't do it now, I'll prepare them to do it tomorrow. See, that's the thing where you don't quit. I give them advice. I'm an ex-Wall Street guy, so, you know, I've been around money and advising about money for over 25 years. So let's use that experience. And let's get it done.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've noticed that a lot of people think that they can't do anything unless it's right now. Mortgage brokers will work with you for several years and giving you guidance on, you know, none of us get paid until it's done. But I've worked with people for 7 years and trying to figure out how they can make it work. Mortgage brokers will help you with your credit.
The ones who care, those agents and mortgage professionals that care, will invest the time with you because they're into the relationship. It's not the transaction.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it doesn't happen, like you said, immediate, but not only will it happen maybe 7 years from now, but they'll also refer you people who they know.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about people, right, at the end of the day, and the right people will invest in you. And I tell you what, I'd want that person, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
if I can't
absolutely.
Do it right now, I don't want them to abandon me.
Well, it's interesting. I know a lot about insurance when it has to do with life insurance and disability insurance, but when it comes to like health insurance or property and casualty, it's a different animal. So for my health insurance, I got a guy who, all the Obamacare stuff is really, really difficult to understand.
Yes.
And this guy hardly makes anything on this, but he just really wants to help.
Yeah. Mm.
And he's a good guy.
Yeah, that's called heart.
Yeah, he's just a good guy, and he's just always willing to help whenever he can. And it's like you feel bad calling him and taking his time because you know he's not making a fortune off of it, but...
I think I know who you're talking about. It's all about contribution, and because you know we do not get paid until it closes, and I've worked with them for 5 hours and I made hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Well, I've worked with all of those people and made nothing for many years, and it's okay. It works.
Yeah, it's purpose over profit.
Yeah,
but they both can coexist. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. However, the purpose always wins.
Yeah, well, like I said, you surround yourself with good people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On that. So, like, you know, Patty, you were mentioning that you're having an extraordinary year.
Yeah, this is an amazing year. And I think that the less I try to sell, the better I do. It took me 28 years to figure that out. But in 28 years, I mean, by the end of April, I've done more business this year than I have in all 28 of those 28 years.
Of the year. So the first 4 months was better in this year than it was in a full year of all the other years.
Wow. I mean, and really I'm a strong listing agent, and some of it is just simply like selling before they hit the market and doing both sides.
Mm.
And then do you have a team of people?
I am really hands-on. Yeah. I've got a transaction coordinator. Once we get into escrow, before we get into escrow, I'm not passing somebody off to a team. I'm doing it myself. I'm making sure those people are taken care of.
It's the Patty experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, when someone hires you to list the property, they really want you.
They're hiring you.
Exactly. Yeah,
same thing for you, Ed. I mean,
absolutely.
You take it for what they call soup to nuts, as they say.
Absolutely. A to Z, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, when people try to sell the whole team thing, I just say, you know what, guess what? It's more that falls through the cracks. Like if you call Joe says, I thought Jane was going to do that. Well, Jane's working on that. Let me check with her. I'll get back to you. And then it's like, I thought you were going to do it. You know, when you have one person that's accountable, that's when you get stuff done. Just look at the government. That's a team.
Yeah.
You get nothing done. You know?
Good point.
But Ed, so do you have like an assistant, two assistants? I mean, how does your...
Yeah, I have two, and I have support crew as well. But you know, the initial, I look at it like the doctor and a nurse, right? I'm always going to be the doctor. I'm always the first person that you talk with. I'm always going to be the one who structures your loan, gives you the advice. I'm a big believer in that advice matters.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times I've actually talked people out of refinancing because the numbers don't pencil. Okay. It doesn't make sense. But that'll come from me direct. So my staff are ones that are support, right? So things like paperwork and things like that. But the advice and the real doctor and the diagnosis and the strategy, that comes 100% from me.
Yeah, same.
I can see the advice part. That's the important. You know, I need to know. What kind of loan should I get?
Right.
What's the LTV I'll be able to qualify for?
Yeah. You know, should I put that much money down? Should I put less?
Yeah.
Should I liquidate funds from my IRA or my retirement, or should I not? Yeah. Or should I take a loan out from my 401k? You know how many people want to liquidate a 401k and they're going to take the 10% hit and pay income taxes because they're less than 59.5? I said, no, don't do that. Because a little known fact is that you can actually borrow your own money from the 401k, and lenders don't count that as debt. It's not a loan to us.
Yeah.
As well, it shouldn't be. It's their own money.
Right. And most people would think, well, they call it a loan, so is that going to hit my debt when I go and apply with you, Ed? No, it doesn't.
Unless you pull your credit on your own self, right?
Right.
Do a hard pull.
Yeah. Right. The truth is, we have a built-in conflict of interest right here. I mean, yeah, he wants to sell you a loan, I want to sell you a house, but I can't tell you how many times I've told people, you know, if it were me, I would not buy this house.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, stay with us. Best of Investing will come right back with some closing comments.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Edward Brown here to tell you that I just had a 30-year-old client purchase a $500,000 life insurance policy that is guaranteed to stay the same price for the next 35 years. And here's the best part. It cost only $36 per month, and it was from a major, well-known life insurance company. Imagine, this person will probably never have to buy another life insurance policy ever. I am completely independent, so I run the numbers through my software, and out pops the least expensive policies from among hundreds of the finest carriers. For your free quote, please call our Best of Investing hotline number at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190 for a free, no-obligation life insurance quote. I will personally call you back after the show. Imagine buying one inexpensive life insurance policy that is guaranteed not to increase for 35 years. Call 888-912-1190 today.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Patty Cohen and Ed Diaz. So we're going to wrap things up here. So Ed, I guess you're going to be, that's going to be good for your business, the fact that they're raising the debt to income from 45% to 50%.
Yeah, it is. And I feel a particular victory for my business owner clients that are many times misunderstood and they're not really vetted correctly. Let me say that.
Okay.
So I feel that that's going to be great for the business community, particularly.
Okay. And so again, if people want to get a conventional mortgage in a very quick time with very nice and intelligent people, who do they call, Ed?
Oh, is that me?
That's you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, please call me, Ed Diaz. I'd love to do a free consultation with you. We can go from A to Z, 415-302-7613.
And are you guys mortgage bankers?
We are.
Okay, so it's really your guys' money that...
It is, and we also, which is interesting, it's really the best of both worlds. We're a mortgage bank with the ability to broker when it becomes something such as if you are a foreign national and you want to invest in the United States, but you live, let's say, in Shanghai, and you have no intentions on living here, but you want to buy investment property, we'll do that.
Okay. I like that. And Patty, people have questions about real estate because you're the number one broker in...
the world.
Yeah.
The universe.
The universe. Yes, or more than the
Earth.
World. It's the universe.
Earth.
Yeah. So, but people who have real estate questions that they just want to ask you.
Yeah, even if it's just curious. I helped somebody that called me on the radio that just, their friend lost their house and they were down somewhere south. I just looked it up and gave them the information. So it's fine. Very good. come from contribution. Anyway, Patty Cohn, Pacific Union Real Estate, 415-722-4842.
Okay, and again, I'll give a little plug for Mark here. For those who can't get conventional financing from the bank, want to buy their house or rental property or commercial property, you can call Mark Honf at Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or go to pacificprivatemoney.com. Also, on the flip side, for those who have money and say, gee, where can I invest? Because I don't like getting 0.01% in the bank. Or, yeah, actually, you can get better than that nowadays. You can get, you know, 0.5%.
Right.
But if you want more than that, if you want 7.5%, but still have it be conservative, you can potentially invest in the Pacific Private Money Fund, which, again, if you just go to pacificprivatemoney.com, you can check it out. It's an open book. There's no hidden anythings on there. By the way, there's no fee to get in, and there's no fee to get out.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So you're not tying up anybody's money.
Nope.
And you're not tying up time either. Like, the time frame, I want my money when? If I'm investing there and I would like to get my money out, how long does it take?
Usually he can get it out in 2 weeks or less.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it kind of ebbs and flows. Sometimes he's had situations where he's been able to say, I'll give you a check right today, but we do the interest at like the 15th and the 30th of the month, and this is the 17th of the month. So if I give you a check, you're not going to earn the next 14 days. If you can wait 14 days, you get the full interest.
Right.
So people have a choice on that.
That's great.
And they do have like a one-year hold. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to invest. If you're going to invest and then pull it out in a month, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to cut to our thoughts for the day. If you aren't going all the way, why go at all? You know who said that? Joe Namath.
Is that right? Is that the version of go big or go home?
Yeah, something like that, I guess. And Mario Andretti, remember him?
Of
race car driver? Yeah, especially you, because you like the race cars.
I'm a gearhead.
Yeah, gearhead.
Guilty as
he said, if you have everything under control, you're not moving fast enough.
I love
you
that.
You like that?
I'm getting that t-shirt right after this.
I thought you'd like that. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. Goodness. Why? Because we're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown. We're wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com and join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.